Welcome to another edition of From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and offer insights into stories they're working on. I'm Dave Nordman, assistant managing editor. We're joined today by reporter Mark Sullivan, who wrote a fascinating story in the Sunday Telegram about a Shrewsbury resident, Emilio Botticelli. Welcome, Mark.
Oh, thanks, Dave, for having me. It's a very interesting story we're talking about here.
Well, tell us about the story for those who didn't have a chance to read it but will now.
Sure. It's an unusual and perhaps a miraculous tale. Emilio Botticelli is a gentleman from Shrewsbury who is a longtime writer of letters to the editor, to the TNG, and a devout Catholic collector of pins and postcards going back over the years. For many years, he would travel out to the Brimfield flea market and collect these items. He has been in ill health and has been something of a shut-in lately, so he hasn't been able to travel out to the flea markets. But he has collected quite an assortment of holy cards and pins. And he contacted me recently and asked me if I'd like to come see them. So I said sure.
So what did you find when you made the trip out to see him?
Well, while Mr. Botticelli was pulling out all of his cataloged holdings, his pins and his holy cards and his postcards from the past, he said, "Oh, I have an item here that has a miracle attached to it."
And you're like, "A miracle?"
And I thought, okay, this could be interesting. There's a miracle attached to this. So he digs into the back of his closet and he produces a reliquary, which is a 19th century silver object ornately carved that was used in processions, and it held holy relics of the saints. There's a hole or a gap in the middle of this silver object, in which the saintly object, whether it was a piece of clothing or perhaps a fragment of bone or something would have been carried.
Yeah, and to back up, he found this or bought this at the Brimfield flea market?
Yeah, interestingly enough, he was at the Brimfield flea market, and he remembered when it was. It was in early September of 2001, and he saw this reliquary on the shelf of a dealer who said she had been unable to sell it, and she was prepared to melt it down for the silver. He's very sentimental about these old objects, so he decided that he would purchase it then and there and take it home with him. So what he did, and here's the unusual story, when he took this reliquary home with him, he dropped it off with the local photographer who he would ask to photograph the items in his collection. And this took place the day before September 11th, 2001. After that terrible day, he got back in touch with the photographer, and the photographer said, "Oh, there's something kind of unusual about the pictures that we've taken of this reliquary. You should come down and look at them." And so he went to the photographer, and he found that in all of the exposures, all of the photographs that were taken of this silver reliquary, an unusual fog showed up in the gap in the middle of the object where the relic once had been carried, but that was empty now. And this fog is not visible to the naked eye, but it just showed up on the pictures. The photographer, a fellow named Dennis Fitzpatrick, who now lives in West Boylston and who told me the story himself, He said that he took pictures of the object in various settings and in various lighting conditions, and found that this strange fog showed up in the exposure every time. And if you looked at the fog in the middle of it, if you look at it in a certain way, it looks like the Virgin Mary. So now you look at it and you can see eyes and a nose and the veil, and the head is inclined slightly, and it appears, the figure appears to perhaps be cradling an infant to her shoulder. It's almost like, as the photographer says, it's almost like one of those ghost appearances that you see on Ghost Hunters or whatever. Once you see it, you find that you see it every time you look at the picture. It's unusual. It doesn't necessarily present itself to everyone, but if you do see it, it's strange. So The photographer says he doesn't know what it is, but it just appeared there on the exposure.
And this is something that you can't see with the naked eye, but only in the photographs taken of the object.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's the strangest thing. And these photos were taken on or around September 11th. Mr. Botticelli believes that this perhaps is actually an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary that's appearing in the film exposures. He points out that there have been many apparitions of the Blessed Virgin throughout history, and that oftentimes they have come in connection with times of stress or turmoil or trouble, such as the famous sighting at Fatima, which was 101 years ago on Sunday. That came in the midst of World War I, that was a particularly famous sighting. Now, there have obviously been many apparitions of the Blessed Virgin. People have seen her in statues and crying statues and pieces of toast and all sorts of other items. So, that the church is very wary of these things, and so they they have not, I guess, been asked to launch any sort of investigation into this. But I guess it's, if you have faith, perhaps it's something that you would see, and if not, it's a story of a simple faith on on the part of a devout a person.
Which brings me to my last question. So Mr. Botticelli is obviously, he has told the story, and the photographer, Mr. Fitzpatrick, knows the story, and now the readers of the Telegram and Gazette know the story, but has he gone public with this, with this story of this object and the photographs before this? It seems 17 years later, he's, you're at his, you're invited to his house, and it doesn't seem like it's the first story he wants to tell you, but, oh, by the way, I have this object.
Yeah, I think it's almost something that he was a bit reluctant to say, because he said that he believes this is something that has a message for the world. But he says that at the end of the day, it's something that the church has to discern if there's anything there. It's for them to investigate it. He only told me what he says he believes. So I think he has. He also said that he's after he saw it, he has spent a number of years studying apparitions and not wanting to make any false claims. So it's it's a very interesting story. It's unusual, certainly. Perhaps as they said at Lourdes, for those who believe, or for those who don't believe, no explanation is possible, and for those who do believe, no explanation is necessary.
Well, whether you believe or not, obviously a very fascinating story. Thank you very, Mark. Thank you very much, Mark, and for your insight on just a great story. And be sure to check out Mark's coverage in the pages of the Telegram Gazette, and as always on telegram.com. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks, Dave.